In this episode, David and John get to talk with Star to Star's top partner for 2019, CEO of Preferred Data Voice Networks, Melissa Azevedo, and Joel Greer, our regional account director for Melissa's region.
Heads in the Cloud with your host, David Portnowitz, Graham Potter, and John Roth.
Welcome to today's episode of Heads in the Cloud. I'm David Portnowitz.
And I'm John Roth.
And we're coming to you from our remote work offices. John, what's your remote work setup sound like, look like?
Well, I've got a little recording studio over here, just so I can do some recordings, and I get that over to Les, our video guy, or one of our co-producers on this, and so I can do a little recording in here. I've got some nice pictures on the wall. I've got a ukulele. I got my ukulele over here. I'll show it to you. I'll just talk about my ukulele.
This is great content for an audio medium. You getting up and walking around.
So there's my ukulele. I do have it. And I do play it.
Well, that's good. Well, John and I are really excited because today we are joined by Melissa Azevedo, who is the CEO of Preferred Data Voice Networks, also our top partner for 2019, so very cool. And a special guest today, we've got Joel Greer, who is actually our regional account director for Melissa's region. So welcome to Melissa and Joel.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody.
Melissa, we saw you. You came to our sales kickoff in person in January in Sarasota. And now we are all locked in our own little rooms. So how are you holding up during these strange times?
Strange times, very strange times. We actually had a period of extreme busyness. I think everybody in this industry did, and now it's dropped off a little bit, but we're still in a big support mode with all of our customers and everybody working remotely. So, and as I mentioned to John, it's nice to know that you're essential. That's always a good thing, a good feeling.
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So, you mentioned you had a period of like uptick where those customers that were trying to go remote and now they've gone remote. And so it's sort of, you know, you're trying to support them in their efforts to continue that process. Is that sort of what happened?
Right. Correct. Right. A lot of almost panic from customers. Now we support a lot of legacy prem-based customers as well as the hosted. So it's a myriad of issues, and I guess we'll get into that a little bit today, but
yeah,
it's been quite a different challenge than we're used to. But we do still have techs in the field, and the occasional, job out and about, but we're avoiding some of them. So it's tricky business right now, I feel.
Yeah, it's funny. I was just
unprecedented time. Yeah. And it's, you know, hats off for basically kind of staying there like a healthcare professional would. Your customers are your lifeline. Right. And you spoke at our annual summit that we had. You're one of the panelists, and I think you're actually the top producing partner in the country. Is that a correct statement?
That is correct, John.
Yeah, I thought so. And you are, you know, when I was listening to you, I had to come over and actually introduce myself to you. I remember seeing me at that time. I walked over and I says, "You need to be on our podcast because your background, your history, really shows something that's very unique in the industry. It's because you come from a PBX background, key system
right.
background.
Right.
Are you second or third generation, or is it
second
a generational?
Generation.
Okay,
second generation. Yeah,
second generation." And there aren't many of you that have survived. And I think
right.
you see that around you all the time. And if you, if people don't recognize that, because if you don't change with what the things that are coming, you will get left behind. And you've done a phenomenal job with that, it seems. Tell us, because you've been with the company for 27 years?
Something like
correct?
That. You lose count over the years, but yeah. So Preferred was founded in 1980 by my dad and one other guy. started selling phones. It was Key Systems back then. I think they started with something called ITT, and then got into Toshiba a couple of years later, selling phone systems to businesses who were paying an arm and a leg for, you know, the forever rentals from AT&T, those clunkers with the 25 pair cable. So they were going in and saving companies money and giving them features, what we had back then. And then it kind of grew, and we got into premise based, and we became a pretty successful Toshiba dealer. I think the company's strengths are we do a lot of collaborative selling, consultative selling. We work really hard to understand our customer needs and come up with creative solutions that are current trends. You know, we stay up on everything that's available and out there, but mostly we listen. We really do care, and we become trusted advisors to our customers, and we want to work with them to do the best for them. And sometimes that's not the most money-making solution, but we always want to look out for our customers. So I think that's the hallmarks of our success, to be quite honest. There's a lot of strong faith here too. If you want to know anything about me, to describe me, my top four are faith, family, fitness, and food. So
okay,
that's kind of where my value system is. And
so that's the four F's.
The four F's. Mm-hmm.
I think food might be three for me.
Food is high.
So you've been, when you started talking at our annual event, it was just, it took me back because I started selling Key Systems, knocking door to door back in 1986, selling Toshiba Strata Series systems. And I just, that was something kind of brought me back. And there aren't many left. I mean, there are a few that are just struggling to keep into that marketplace. And it's probably just because of fear. They don't know, they can't change. They don't understand that change is here. Change has been here for many years. And it seems like you have just grabbed it by the horns and said, I'm going to make this work. And you certainly have.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I mean, we, and it's not just me, obviously it's my team. I had seen a quote from Meg Whitman, who was the CEO of eBay and HP, and she was talking about team building, and she said, you are only as good as the people who work for you, basically. And I 100% agree with that. And when we started with Startastar, all of our employees jumped in feet first and learned it. And that is a huge part of our success, because we found out what it could do. And then, you know, it really becomes exponentially amazing for your customer. Hey, we can do this, we can do that. And I'm sure we're going to talk about that a little bit with the COVID-19 crisis we're in now. But Startastar is extremely robust for customers.
Well, you know what? Your leadership is what brought everybody to, you know, they got in the boat, so to speak. It's because of leadership, because I've seen many an organization that we have brought on over the years to sell Startastar, and we don't have leadership, you know, taking that down to the technical level where you have your technical team to, we don't get buy-in from technical team, nobody's selling your product. And that's something, as a leader, you brought that in. That's just, you know, kudos for you for that.
Yeah, they have to
tell us,
buy-in for sure.
Tell us what kind of challenges that you feel you're going to be facing in the near future, and maybe, I know you're probably a forward thinker as well, if you look at something in 5 years out. So give me something do you feel would be some challenges that you're going to be facing in the next couple of years and in a few years out.
The challenges that I see really is just the tough competitive landscape, and the changes in the disruption in telecom in general, and being kind of taken over by the what they call the big dogs. So we want to stay relevant and impactful to our customer base, and so to do that, we have to just continually offer support, you know, give a lot of free support and free resources to them to help them, you know, to know that they can depend on us, because the competition is just fierce in this world that we're in, for sure. And there's just a lot of change to keep up with. So
and I think that's what do you think is in the next 5 years, thinking out, what do you think might be available, or you're probably already looking at some product or services that because obviously you're a pioneer here. You have gone and grown from one generation to the next. You've kept it alive. You're successful. What do you see in the next 5 years as being some growth opportunities for your company?
Well, you know, to be honest, and Joel and I have talked about this at length, we're in a different space. We are in what Joel calls Middle America. We're still moving people from premise-based to hosted. I mean, we're still offering them, you know, the wow factor of, hey, you know, you don't have to depend on your brick and mortar. I had one that I visited a couple weeks before the shutdown, but they were very interested in having caller ID. We have customers that are still wanting voicemail to email. So, I mean, I almost feel like I don't have a lot to offer there as far as the distant future, because our future is still pulling people into the now and what we can do with that, you know, and a lot of that is really going to become super evident with COVID, because you know, it's been a shock to the marketplace to say, gee whiz, it's really difficult to program a Toshiba phone to forward because I've got to use two trunks to do it. And I've got a number of phones on a PRI, which only has 23 trunks, meaning I've got, you know, maximum 11 calls that I can forward at any given time for 100 stations. That's a big problem.
Yeah.
You know, plus not to mention there are no apps on most of the Toshiba, actually any of the Toshiba that we've sold. And we have another premise-based provider that has an app, but you know, there's just amazing flexibility with hosted. So we're still working on moving our base over, honestly. Okay. We have a huge base, so we've really just scratched the surface here.
Okay.
You mentioned that you're in Middle America. You are in Baton Rouge, right?
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, right. And we do tend to have a lower response time to new technology. I mean,
yeah.
You know, and I still get customers that say, you know, we just don't know about voice over IP. We've heard that it's not good, you know, and it's a selling challenge for us. So, I mean, we're small business and we're working with small, and, you know, honestly, our verticals, we're in healthcare, we're in attorneys and medical and restaurants and hospitality, industrial, construction, real estate, retail, you know, insurance, all of those, but mostly small biz, you know, so they aren't looking for incredibly feature rich. Like I said, they want the basics, and we can do it. We can do so much for them with, and a lot of them too, during this time right now, we'll tell them, you know, you can forward, you can control your forwarding. You can just log into the portal and you can sign up and sign in and do your find me, follow me, and control where your phone rings to your app and to your cell phone and that kind of thing. And they're like, really? That's great.
Well, I have two questions for you about Baton Rouge. One, I see you're a Tiger.
Yes.
Big year for the Tigers.
Yes.
Well, that's a tough break, because I'm a Gator, and I think out of all the teams that I despise, I think LSU is number one, even maybe ahead of Florida State.
We got the best coach by default. He's just a gem. He's a great
coach.
Great
coach man. O is amazing. Coach O is amazing.
He really can talk about a great leader. I mean, he can find these strengths of these players and push them to greatness. It's amazing to watch. It's been a fun year, you know, for sure around here, and it affects the business climate too.
Really.
Yes, a winning season means we're going to have good sales.
All right.
Truth.
So do you give like 5% of all sales to Joe Burrow? No. Don't tell the NCAA.
He's
don't
making, not, he's tell making the NCAA. Enough money. He's good. So is Coach O. They're all good.
And the second part of that, which is more real. So Louisiana, obviously, New Orleans has been hard hit by the coronavirus and the COVID. You know, how has it been in Baton Rouge? And what are your customers? You know, you mentioned you have worked with a lot of small businesses, a lot of legacy customers that are on old Toshiba systems. I'm sure you've been running ragged. You know, what are they facing? You know, how are they holding up? How are they faring? How are you faring?
I'm faring good. I have I try to keep an attitude of positivity. And like I said, I pray a lot. So that helps keep me grounded. But here in Baton Rouge, it's not as hard hit, nearly as hard hit. Of the percentage of the state, I mean, we're really low as far as cases. I actually have been keeping a blog, so I can tell you right now, we are at, Baton Rouge is at 244 cases out of 6,400 statewide. So, you know, you're talking about 4%.
Yeah.
So the people here are very, very respectful of the shelter in place. There are no cars on the road. I mean, it's a dead zone, really. I'm really I have a heart for local. So we support our local restaurants as much as we can and make sure that they're getting paid, tip them real well.
Yeah.
The servers and that sort of stuff. So I think around here everybody is feeling pretty okay. We do have customers in New Orleans. We have been supporting, and most of our support for the coronavirus pandemic is just remote. So how do you change your voicemail greeting? How do you, you know, go in and forward your phone? How do you forward to your app? I mean, like I mentioned, we have a lot more, and we've told customers we have a lot more options for our Star-to-Star customers, just a lot more options. It's difficult and cumbersome to forward, to explain to somebody who's on analog lines on a phone system how to forward. It's, they don't understand it, and, you know, it's hard for them. So we did a huge website update, added a bunch of information about call forwarding, added some information about more information about Star-to-Star and all the great things that we can do with that. And we've been sending email blasts also to, like I said, keep people informed and let them know that, you know, we can help them, because a lot of our function as a, you know, essential provider is to help people. And it's certainly what drives, you know, our business, is just being that level of support for our customers that are in crisis mode right now, really. So, and the phones, I mean, we have slowed down a little, but they have not stopped.
Yeah. So I wanted to do one thing. I know we have Joel on the call too. Joel, I'd love for you to talk a little bit about, you know, how your relationship with Melissa and her team, and, you know, how you've built that. And I know that you work very closely with them, and I'd love to just understand from you, you know, sort of like, you know, how you manage this relationship, and what do you look for from Melissa, and how, what kind of feedback do you guys give each other? I'd love to learn a little bit more about how you guys, you know, work together.
Well, first off, Melissa and her staff have preferred are great to work with. Really, that's an understatement, because they're awesome. They go up and above across the board. They're really amazing. And Melissa treats her staff and customers like family. So I can't say enough good things about them. And that's indicative, I think, of how she does business with her customers. The business environment in Louisiana is very unique. Customers expect and want relationships with their vendors more so, mm-hmm. I think, than other areas of the nation. So, I mean, from my standpoint as a account manager, they make my job easy, really. Melissa has an incredible salesperson, Max, who is a selling machine. His close ratio has got to be like 98%. It's amazing.
He's awesome.
So the relationships they have with her Toshiba base and the flipping of that has just made it an incredible ride so far. And I don't see him stopping anytime soon.
Joel, where did you and Melissa first meet? Where was that initial touch point?
What's interesting, I was going to make a point, the interconnects are fading, but they're not dead. They're still alive in middle America. My other top partner in Monroe, Louisiana, mm-hmm. Turner Teleco Monroe, referred Melissa. So another interconnect referred to Melissa's to us. And actually, to be honest with you, in South Central, my top three partners are interconnects. So that referral, it took a little while to ramp up, about 6 months. It's outside the liking of us typically, but it was what they needed to get their head around and their staff around our product. But it was such a great fit. And once they got it, they took off like a rocket. Last year was amazing to see their growth and them to reach tops number one in the nation was just incredible to be a part of.
A lot had to do with you, Joel, as well, bringing them along and teaching them. So I can see that, you know, the customer base that you have, it's probably just, you know, it's little gold nuggets out there. You can just pick them off as long as they're, because, you know, that whole thing of like VoIP, oh, I've heard such bad things about VoIP. And, you know, in this day and time, if you've got, you know, it's more bandwidth out there available, more bandwidth, easier it is. If you're fighting for bandwidth, our product really does pretty well in that environment as well. But,
John, yeah, that's a great point. Because bandwidth is an issue in middle America, rural areas, which I'm dealing with a lot.
Right.
It is part of that of like sticking to the old change. Nobody likes change. And customers that have traditional systems are sticking with it. And they've heard disaster stories about moving to the cloud. A lot of that has to do with their infrastructure and their circuits that they're lacking bandwidth. So that combination, but that's why Star2Star was such a great fit. And I think Melissa looked around and took her time to find the right vendor. I'm so fortunate. We're so fortunate she chose us. And I think over the past year and a half, she's seen a big difference in her base and their attention.
And I do want to mention a couple things about Star2Star and why it's been such a good fit. Like Joel said, I mean, the Starbucks is a game changer in this industry. I haven't seen anything like it. We've also, the number of data centers and the 99.999% guaranteed uptime are differentiators for us because our name is everything. And so, you know, our reputation is hugely important to us. And we did sell for other providers and it was awful because they didn't work. And we had customers complaining and saying, this doesn't work. Well, they didn't do a network assessment. They don't have any way to prioritize voice. So, you know, they were throwing bandwidth at it, but because the voice packets weren't prioritized, the voice quality was poor. And that's, you know, super to you guys. It's every day, you know, it's been part of it from the get-go. But for us, it's a differentiator and it's really, really important. And another thing I want to mention about being an interconnect and going in with Star2Star is that Star2Star offered us a way to partner and give a team approach to our customer. And it seems like every other carrier wanted us to sell and walk away. And that was not, you know, we're very, very relational. We've built relationships with our customers over years and years. So we don't want to sell and walk away. We want to sell, install, program, service, and then continue to service. So Star2Star has just been a huge win and a great, great fit for our company. And of course, Joel is the top person to work with in the country. I've never worked with anybody like Joel before that gives the level of support that he does. He is very responsive to any question or concern that we have, which they do come up. And right now, the issue is shipping because the shipping carriers are being inundated, as you can imagine. So we're not getting things in a timely manner, which is phones for an install. So we Joel hopped right on that and is working on getting it resolved quickly. So
that's why you got to sell. That's why you got to sell StarCloud and just sell the remote, the desktop soft phone. Then you got no hardware, but
Well, it is. That was though. And it got hung up. Because we get everything shipped to our office to do the installs, even in the cloud. So that one was. And I mean, it's still getting here somehow. And now they're closing the borders, which we're like, So this is the new world we're living in. It's interesting, the challenges.
Yes, I think it's got to be much more difficult to sell today in this, the environment that necessarily the COVID situation, but back in the day when your father started it, it was kind of easy. Let's go take that 182 key off your desk, and would you like speed dial? I remember selling so many systems on speed dial. Probably one of the coolest feature of this will bring you back the face plates with different colors. Remember those?
Yeah. Because there was maroon and there was dark blue. Then I think maybe green and brown, right?
Yep. And is that right? That was the closing question. What color would look best in your office? And they say, oh, I want the burgundy. Perfect.
Right.
That was kind of a closing question because
we have
everything else kind of fell into place. Yeah.
Yes. Everyone else's phone is just white or brown. Yeah. Ours are colored. Yeah.
Well, that was a very cool idea, but goodness gracious, I don't know. That was a closing question that just, 90% of the time it worked.
Yeah.
So this little fun part, David, can we have some fun? David, you're
right. John, this is your show, buddy. Do what you need.
Okay. I've got a little trivia question. Since you're an LSU Tiger.
Oh, gosh.
Ready?
I'm ready, but I might not pass it.
You will win a prize if you get it or not. But so Terry Bradshaw was obviously a quarterback, LSU.
Yes.
Okay. He won how many Super Bowls?
I don't know.
Four.
About four.
Four. Okay. I'm just kind of feeding you along there. But he was a backup to another very famous Louisiana native. Do you know who that is? They had a TV show on and do a lot of branding. Do you know who the starting quarterback when Bradshaw came in as the he was his
backup? No, I don't know.
You don't?
I really don't know. I'm not a sports person.
Bill Roberts, guy of Duck Dynasty. Yes. Left-handed quarterback, but he was the starting quarterback for LSU when Bradshaw basically came to that college.
Really?
Yeah, I went to LSU. I got 2 degrees from LSU. I love it, but I'm not a sports fan. So I follow it enough to know that, you know, yay, we won last night.
I watched
the games casually.
Okay. Well, you got an MBA from there, right? So yeah, that's where all your work went into. Okay.
Right. I'll give you that. Right.
So there you go. You'll win a prize anyway. It'll be, okay. I'll give you some Nerf balls or something. Something insignificant whatsoever. Probably some LSU Nerf balls or something.
Okay, deal.
In the office.
So Melissa, before we call it a day, I wanted to ask you, as you look forward to the rest of 2020, and you kind of have this uncertainty of what's going to happen, what are a couple of things you're telling your team? How are you approaching this sort of new reality and trying to keep a positive head? I know you said you pray a lot and you have a lot of faith, but what else, what are some of the other things you're working with your team on to try to, I think the root of my question is trying to figure out with partners, how do you sell in this environment, right? You don't want to come off as you're trying to take advantage of something. You don't want to be pushy, but you also, you have a business to run and you want to continue to employ people and be profitable. How do you approach that? And what are you telling your team?
Well, I am a big believer that change is opportunity, right? So this is change. So it's an opportunity. So we will be doing, while we're, I guess, down as far as companies not being so available for us to go to sites, we'll be doing a lot of marketing, a lot of reaching out, phone calls and more emails, I think, to customers, just contact and saying, we're here, we want to support you, how can we help? By the way, there's a lot more we can do for you if you go to Hosted. That's probably what we'll really, really be driving. The upcoming month or two. We're still doing installs, so we don't anticipate stopping.
Yeah.
But there will be a slowdown, and so that's what we'll be really focused on. And then from the tech side, Star2Star is can do a lot. And I think we keep learning and finding out, wow, okay, maybe we ought to do it this way, And I think I want to learn more and start playing around with the SMS feature, the new broadcast emails and and emergency messaging systems and start learning that from the tech side as well and what it can do and how we can maybe fit that into our base a little bit. So stuff like that. But honestly, like John said, we still have a lot of gold, so to speak, in our base that we need to uncover.
We have a
lot of new products that are going to be coming out that you probably have heard of, and they'll be coming out within just a couple of weeks. I mean, and I'm talking about some bundle packages that the likes you've never seen before as a partner. And I'm sure that Joel might have given you some insight of what they might be, but we're going to have some we'll just tease you a little bit here. We're going to have some webinars that you can pick and choose which one to come to, or all of them that we're going to be demonstrating the new products. And it's going to be in the next couple of weeks. So we are on the fast track. There are some things that we have pushed far, far faster on the roadmap than we had previously. So stay tuned for that. There's some great things that are coming.
Great, great. I'm excited. Yeah, I think I know. I think I heard some talk about one of them. Can I say?
by the time this podcast comes out, those products better be out the door at this point.
Right. So Hub, we're really interested in Hub.
Yeah, Hub and Video.
Our customers in particular, very video, large application.
Yeah.
Expressed interest.
Messenger,
in that.
The urgent, the mass notification.
Right.
It's going to be bundled now. So you get these bundled packages. It comes with it. And I think that, you know, when your customers see what the functionality they can get and have ability to have a, like we're on a webcast right now, and to have that available at their fingertips at all times is something that they're going to go, wow.
Right. We're in the new age of collaboration. I mean, it's really fun. I mean, it's forcing us to learn how to work without being dependent on brick and mortar, which is what I preach to my customers anyways. You do not want to be dependent. We flood here. We have hurricanes.
Yeah.
You know, so don't be dependent on your building. Your business can still function and thrive. And that's kind of the message that we're trying to get out there.
But I think that, you know, your customers, their clients, they need to get to their clients. And it could be a downstream as well. Like, you know, and to have this kind of interaction to talk. Because before this happened, we'd have conference calls. So we're hearing the voice on the other end. That's okay. But to have the human interaction, the socialization that we're having now, much more powerful.
Yeah.
Much more powerful. Yeah. So
agreed.
Well, Melissa, it has been absolutely fantastic talking to you, and Joel, we appreciate your time today, and
thank you.
Good luck for the rest of the year. I'm sure we'll be talking to you more, and you know, we're here for anything you need. You let us know, we'll take care of it. So for today's episode of Heads in the Cloud, I'm David Portnowitz,
and I'm John Roth,
and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you, guys.